here at Dublin Airport, about to set off because Arsenal are playing Brentford tonight in the Premier League. I'm joined by Mark Fagan, Arsenal super fan, who only had to go and get a tattoo to get himself on this
trip. That was all. Yeah. Spent all my rent money on it as well. Yeah. So.
When did you get that?
About 2 years ago, I would say, So I'll add more to it. There's loads of room there to add more.
Well, that's it. Given the way things are going this season, there might be plenty of opportunities.
And a treble winning thing there, hopefully, if we can get that. No chance of getting tickets, so like this is like, apart from winning the lotto, this is like the next best thing. Like it's unreal. Like, but when I got the text, I was in work and I was in the staff room. I wouldn't even eat my lunch. Like I couldn't eat my lunch. Like I was just, I love to do it. Like, so you're sick? You're sick? I was like, no, I can't believe it. Like, I honestly couldn't believe I won it. So.
David is like somebody who knows exactly what it's like to come over here as an Irishman and experience things on the pitch of Highbury as it was. It's almost a habitual thing to talk about this turf, given now that it feels that Arsenal have developed and cultivated a real relationship with the stadium and with the fans at this stage.
Down the road here, Stoke Newington. My parents are over working here, and I was born here in Stoke Newington, and they went back after about a month. My dad got a job back home and moved back, so I ended up back there. I come back over here last May, the 2nd of May. I was 67. I came on my 15th birthday here, and I'm, still dodging around here after 52 years. Now, somebody just said to me, it's just quite amazing. I don't know where the years have gone. It's been a brilliant club. Played the first game and they said to me, are you okay? To play Wednesday night, I think it was Sheffield United. Yeah, I feel all right. Played that. I kept asking that and I played the first 40 games. And it was just roll on, for me. It was just amazing. And I was up, we played Burnley a couple of weeks back. And it's a lovely club to go to. Nothing seems to change. And I go there and I look and think, this is where it started. And I remember coming into the dressing room afterwards, and the dressing rooms haven't really changed much. Remember Bertie, me bringing my dad in from Ireland, which I didn't know they brought over for my debut.
Right.
And it was just, fantastic to see him and make my debut at 17,
Did the Irishness of the club help you?
What attracted me more than anything else was I'd gone to United on Manchester United. They asked me to sign, was that when I came here, I felt that there was players from the academy in the team. And he gave that impression they wanted to get their players through. And I thought, if anywhere I'd had a chance, it was that, And I just, it's like if you don't buy a house, you buy an apartment or go somewhere on holiday after day, you get a feeling this is, and I felt right, it was the right place for me.
Yes.
And with a bit of luck, you might someday play and hang around here
Then it's finished up here at the Emirates Stadium, 2-0 to the Arsenal. I guess back to their solid best after not keeping clean sheets in the last couple of games. The only threat that Brentford actually posed was from set pieces. So that must be the most satisfying thing. Before we get to you, David, first word to you, Mark. Your whole experience tonight.
Yeah, unbelievable. Best day I've ever had, and I'll never have a day like it again.
Really?
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Even me standing here looking at these lads so close to me, it's just, I'll never top it. Never.
I got a lot of sway here, but he's asked me could I get him in.
Just give me a ball. I'll just go. I don't care.
I don't know whether I can get him on the pitch or not.
That's Alba.
This is commonplace enough, David. All the players who didn't play the full 90 or just played all.
But you really put me on the spot trying to get in the game there. But no, as I say, it's great you've come over. It's great that you've enjoyed it. The main thing is we've got 3 points as well.
I predicted 2-0 before.
Because if you ever, if you ever decide to bring you over again, then we'll let you in.
David, a pleasure. Thanks very much for your company the evening.
Nice to have the Dubs over. It's a pleasure.
What an incredible experience that was at the Emirates Stadium to watch Arsenal beat Brentford with thanks to Guinness 0-0. Our superfan Mark had a great time in the company of David O'Leary, and I hope he had a good time in the company of ourselves as well. We are not done yet. We've got more for you. We've got our next superfan, who's Maura. She travelled over with Kathleen McNamee and Arsenal legend Louise Quinn to watch the women's side take to the Emirates Stadium pitch.
Thank you. thanks to Guinness 00, we were able to give a lucky competition winner the day of a lifetime. Moira, who won by proving to us just how big of an Arsenal fan she is, travelled over to the Emirates Stadium with myself, Kathleen McNamee, and former Arsenal legend Louise Quinn to watch their women's team play Liverpool. Here's how we got on.
Yeah, I suppose to start off with, to thank Off the Ball and Guinness 00 for such an amazing prize. It's not every day you get a VIP trip to the Emirates in London. Thanks for that. I suppose the day itself was amazing, you know, getting to go in around the Emirates Stadium, getting a rate like we got, probably the best tour you could ever get, like, down pitch side watching the teams warm up, getting to stand, getting down onto the pitch itself. We had a fantastic tour guide as well. She was amazing. She showed us every nook and cranny inside the stadium. And I suppose what made it extra special was meeting Louise Quinn and an overall Ireland legend. That was amazing. Her knowledge of the game and the stories that she told us, you know, it was a real experience, but to be able to sit down and have a Guinness and listen to her stories from her playing days was some experience, what an absolute legend, like. Amazing to go to the Emirates, you sit down, you watch the men's game throughout the years and you see all the people at it and you see the crowds and stuff. You go to Meadow Park watching the women's game the last couple of years and there might only be 200 people at it, and now going to the Emirates and you're sitting there with 60 other thousand people is pretty amazing, like. So it just really shows how far the women's game has come. And it was just an amazing trip overall. What an experience, really want to thank Off the Ball and Guinness 00 for the opportunity. It was one of the best days of the year, definitely.